Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Firefighters from six departments battled a structure fire about 30 miles southwest of Charles City on Monday. The Doherty Fire Department says they were called to a storage shed on fire on Main Street in Doherty Monday morning. The shed and contents were total losses, but no surrounding buildings were damaged. The Rockwell, Marble Rock, Green, Sheffield, and Rockford Fire Departments also assisted with the blaze. An Iowa Capital Dispatch review of federal data shows that in 2025, 60 of Iowa's 397 nursing homes, that's 15% of all homes in the state, were cited for insufficient staffing. That represents a rate of staffing level violations 2 to 5 times higher than most nearby states, from 4% in Minnesota and Nebraska to 5% in Wisconsin, 7% in Missouri. The next rate closest to Iowa's rate was 12% in Illinois. In fiscal year 2023, 14% of Iowa's 422 nursing facilities were cited for insufficient staffing, more than double the 5.9% national average at that time. The Iowa Capital Dispatch reports that federal inspection data for 2025 shows 13 Iowa nursing homes cited at least twice for insufficient staff, including Osage Rehab and Healthcare. 13 Iowa nursing homes cited at least once for lack of competent nursing staff in 2025, including Stacyville Community Nursing Home. 12 homes were cited last year for violating a regulation that calls for one licensed nurse to be working at least 8 hours each day and for a registered nurse to be working as a full-time director of nursing, including Osage Rehab and Healthcare Center, the Rehabilitation Center in Allison, Rockwell Community Nursing Home, Sheffield Care Center, and Stacyville Community Nursing Home. At least 36 Iowa nursing homes were cited once for resident abuse, including Acura Healthcare in Cresco, the Good Samaritan Home in Forest City, Grundy Care Center, Harmony House Healthcare Center in Waterloo, Harmony Waterloo, New Hampton Nursing and Rehab Center, the Pillar of Cedar Valley in Waterloo, Rehabilitation Center of Allison, Rehabilitation Center of Hampton, the Village of Ackley, and Woodland Terrace in Waverly. And according to the Iowa Capital Dispatch research, 55 Iowa homes were cited for failing to report suspected abuse to the state in a timely fashion. They included Stacyville Community Nursing Home, plus 6 facilities run by Acura Health, including those in Aurelia, Carroll, Cresco, Marshalltown, Newton, and Pleasantville. Registration is still open for this Saturday's Hunter Education course at the Fossil and Prairie Park Preserve near Rockford. Floyd County Conservation Naturalist Heidi Reams says the one-day live firing class begins at 1 p.m.
It is an in-person all-day class, and it's for anyone ages 11 and up, and they can just go to the Iowa DNR website and sign up there for the class. There is no cost. They do not have to bring anything, and lunch is provided, and they'll do everything they need to that day, take the test at the end, and if all goes well, walk out with their Hunter's Ed certificate.
Registration for the class can be done through the Iowa DNR website. Iowa law requires anyone born after January 1, 1972, be certified in hunter education before they're eligible to purchase an Iowa hunting license. Reams says Floyd County Conservation is also teaming up with Iowa DNR to offer a Learn to Turkey Hunt class from 2 to 5 p.m. Sunday, March 29th at the Tisonic Recreation Area near Marble Rock.
Turkey hunting is one of the interesting seasons that it is in the spring. And turkeys have a great sense of hearing and great eyesight, so it's not as easy as everyone thinks it is to be successful, but it's a great time to get out in the woods, hear all the animals as they're waking up in the morning, and just to be outside after a long winter.
All attendees will also receive a special gift to help you with your next hunt. Class size is limited to 15. Links to the Hunter Education course and Learn to Turkey Hunt are included with this story on our station website. Parents attending parent-teacher conferences Tuesday night in the South Winneshiek School District can get insight into teen life with a special display. According to a school district social media post, Helping Services of Northeast Iowa will bring Hidden in Plain Sight to South Wind Middle School from 4 to 7:30 p.m. today during parent-teacher conferences in the art room in Oshin. Hidden in Plain Sight is a mock teenager's bedroom setup which offers insight for parents, guardians, and other concerned adults ages 18 plus on what youth may be hiding in their rooms. The exhibit is described as a hands-on educational experience and focuses on current drug trends that are being seen locally among youth. Adults will learn about different paraphernalia items, including those related to vaping and how they may be hidden or concealed. It is free and open to parents of all ages. Students are not allowed to attend this event. Friday on 95.9 KCHA, it's Iowa State men's basketball against Tennessee State in the NCAA tournament. Pregame coverage starts at 12:45. Friday night on Fab Oldies 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA. UNI men's basketball against St. John's in NCAA tournament play. Pregame coverage starts at 5:30. And on Saturday on 95.9 KCHA, Iowa State women's basketball against Syracuse in NCAA tournament play. Pregame coverage at 4. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.